Sport on RT Radio 1 with Kia. Discover our 231 offers at your local Kia dealer. For more, see kia.com.
I kind of missed the 10 o'clock games, Pádraig Lodge, but the ones at 3 and 7 are good cracks so far.
They are exciting, for sure. And last night we wrapped up two groups, so this lineup for the last 16, the World Cup is beginning to take shape. England set up a clash with Senegal. They booked their place in the knockout stages with a 3-0 win over Wales. Marcus Rashford scored twice, with Phil Foden also on target. The United States went through as group runners-up. They beat Iran 1-0 with a goal from Christian Pulisic, and they'll face the Netherlands. A satisfying night then for the England manager Gareth Southgate.
And there is the whistle that ends it all. Two for Marcus Rashford, one for Phil Foden, and England are safely on their way into the last 16. A disappointing end to the Group A campaign, Group B campaign for Wales, but for England the triumph they felt was due. So on they march.
I thought we played well tonight for the full game. We controlled it. It can be an occasion that gets to people, but we showed some quality, really. We had confident possession from the back, which meant they had to do so much running, and I think the longer the game wore on, that took its toll. What we didn't do in the first half was create enough clear-cut chances, and we needed more from our forward players. But second half, they really delivered that.
It seems like you've got so many different options. It feels like you've got a lot of decisions to make before that Senegal match. Does it feel like that to you?
Yeah, but they're good decisions to have to make, because you know, most of our attacking players have got on the score sheet or have assisted in some way, and that's what you want. It keeps them involved, it keeps them excited, and we've got competition for places, but also we need depth and players that can come in and change matches.
Well, Wales are now heading home from the tournament. Their first World Cup since 1958 ended with two defeats and one draw. The Wales manager Rob Page was forced to rejig his team during the game, but overall he felt just being there was a positive experience for his players.
I thought first half we were outstanding. I really did. The effort they put in without the ball was exceptional. We addressed it half-time. We could have been a little bit better with the ball again. But I won't have a bad word said about that group of players. They've given everything today. And the first goal is a wonderful strike. The second one disappoints me a little bit, but I don't want to talk about negatives today. The boys have put a shift in. We're disappointed to leave the tournament, but if we're going to go out, that's the way to go. Our first half performance again was excellent.
You made the decision to take Gareth Bale off at half-time. Was he injured?
Yeah, at 5 minutes before half-time, he tried to get to half-time, which he did. But he felt his hamstring. Joe Allen, you know, it's the first 90 minutes for ages, and he's thrown everything at it. Ben Davis had to come off with an injury. You know, we've had to put Ethan to right back, because it was just a massive effort from all the group, and I couldn't be more proud of them, honestly. To get here is a massive achievement. Look, my message is don't be disappointed. That, you know, we've got to build for the future again now, and got to the World Cup is an unbelievable achievement for that group of players.
That's Rob Page. Group C will finish tonight. Argentina must beat Poland to guarantee a place in the knockout stages. A draw would be sufficient for Poland to progress, leaving Argentina anxiously awaiting the result between Saudi Arabia and Mexico.
Anxious is putting it mildly. Have you ever seen a team to play with more pressure on their shoulders
than Argentina?
Yeah.
And it's obviously a lot of the focus on Messi as well, and whether he would get a chance to progress in the competition. But it's set up nicely. The afternoon focus is going to be on Group D, which is wide open. Australia, Denmark and Tunisia are all still in contention to join reigning champions France in going through. Today's simultaneous games will be shown live across RTE2 and the RTE News channel. Tomorrow's fixture between Costa Rica and Germany will see an all-female refereeing team take charge of a men's World Cup game for the first time. The team will be led by referee Stephanie Frappard of France. She's one of three women in the panel of 36 referees, along with Rwanda's Salima Mukansanga and Japan's Yoshimi Yamashita. An independent review has found that the Australia scrum half Nick White should have been permanently removed from the field during his side's recent defeat to Ireland at the Aviva Stadium, as he had shown clear signs of potential concussion. Medical officials missed a second blow to his head because they were reviewing footage of an earlier incident, something the review said compounded their error in letting him play on. Former world champion Judd Trump made the eighth maximum 147 break of his career at the Scottish Open in Edinburgh. Trump was applauded by opponent Mitchell Mann after potting 15 reds, 15 blacks and the six colours in the opening frame of their second round match. Trump went through in a 4-0 scoreline. Gary Wilson of England ended Ken Doherty's involvement with a 4-2 win. The GAA's Central Council will vote on tougher disciplinary measures on Saturday. One proposal will see the maximum ban for the most serious offences go from 96 weeks to 240 weeks. We'll have more on that story before the end of the programme. Tyrone have received a triple boost with confirmation that their three most experienced players, Peter Hart, Matty Donnelly and Ronan McNamee, have committed to play in 2023. And a number of Cork landmarks, including Shandon Bells and Bandon Bridge, feature on the back of the new Cork GAA jersey, which was unveiled yesterday. Tiger Woods has backed Rory McIlroy's call for Greg Norman to step down as the chief executive of LIV Golf to allow a settlement to be negotiated between the sport's warring factions. Around half the England men's cricket squad have been struck down by an unspecified illness in Pakistan as they prepare for the first test in Rawalpindi. England brought their own chef with them after a number of players became ill during the recent T20 series in Pakistan. And Antrim trainer Stuart Crawford enjoyed a successful trip to Scotland yesterday. He won four races at Ayr. Three of the winners were ridden by Wexford man Daryl Jacob.